Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Most important matchup for the Houston Texans moving forward within the division. I know Bryce Young's going to end up here. We're going to talk about Bryce Young versus Trevor Lawrence. We're going to talk about Bryce Young versus Lamar Jackson. Could make a case that DeMeco versus Shane Steichen is the most important matchup, because these are two guys that the Texans interviewed. Indianapolis ended up with Steichen. The Texans ended up with DeMeco. Many people felt that the Texans needed an offensive-minded guy. Shane Steichen was probably the most appealing there. You got to crawl before you walk. I'm not going to sit here and put DeMeco Ryans against Doug Peterson yet. But as things begin, the two times a year where DeMeco Ryans is on one sideline, the Colts are on the other sideline, new quarterbacks, I think that's the most important matchup in the short term for the Texans. DeMeco Ryans is at least going to have to hold his own on.
And they like Steichen, the Texans. I mean, that he was on the board, so to speak, and obviously went with the one that they felt was better and stronger. And there's also, you know, the whole that head coach with their number one pick, you know, the combination there, whomever that might be. With Steichen.
We'll hear DeMeco Ryans on Shane Steichen coming up in 15 minutes. He had some interesting things to say. He was with Zach Kiefer talking about that. We'll hear that in a sec. There's another Lamar Jackson theory going on from Albert Breer, and this one's interesting because this is someone Albert Breer knows really, really well. We know about the Boston ties with Albert Breer. This is Breer talking about the possibility of Lamar Jackson ending up, much to the pleasure of Meek Mill, in New England. This was Albert Breer with Dan Patrick yesterday.
Bill has had opportunity after opportunity to get Mac Jones's back over the last 6 months. He hasn't done it. He hasn't declared him a starter. He's had opportunity after opportunity to back Mac Jones, and he hasn't done it. And then the owner comes out and publicly speaks about Lamar Jackson yesterday and the whole Meek Mill thing and everything else. What I know about Bill is he loves players like this, that like the reason he went and got Randy Moss is because he couldn't find another one of them. That's what Lawrence Taylor was. Yeah. I mean, it's like he's talking about Michael Jordan when he talks about who he was as a player and everything else. Lamar's sort of that way. Now, I'm not saying Lamar's Lawrence Taylor and is going to go down with that sort of legacy, but when you're talking about just how unique he is, you create so much stress on the opponent with this one player. I think that all appeals to him. And the idea of what he could do creatively, maybe in his last act as an NFL head coach, all of it lines up. Now, do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. He also had the chance, and Robert Kraft did too, to shoot the Lamar Jackson thing out of the sky yesterday, and neither of them did that either.
Is it probably not?
At this point, shouldn't Bill Belichick just be saying, F it?
Yes. And I go back to that video and audio that we played here of Belichick and DeAndre Hopkins talking before a game,
yeah,
and just gushing about, man, you've given us all. I mean, yes, every coach likes that transcendent player, but Bill Belichick at this point, what, he's 73, something like that?
Yeah, just go out with some fun. Swing for the fences with Lamar Jackson. What are you going to do with Mac Jones? Someone asked me yesterday when I was on YouTube on the locker room saying, they said, why would the Patriots want Lamar Jackson when they have Mac Jones? It kind of answered your own question there. I mean, that's why.
Bash him, but he's not Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Bill Belichick's not going to find the next Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, you need to swing for the fences here.
Yeah.
Is Lamar Jackson going to be what he was a few years ago? Maybe not, but because he has Mac Jones is why they would be interested in Lamar Jackson.
Right.
That's why.
I still think Lamar Jackson is going to be that guy.
But, I mean, think about it. This is kind of weird, though. Like, if Nick Caserio were, and he is like Bill Belichick, but if Nick Caserio were trying to, like, play everything coy, and him and D'Amico Ryan say, we're going to look in what's in the best interest of the team, and you hear them say that all the time. If Cal McNair came out today when he spoke and said, well, you know, my buddy Paul Wall texted me and told me that we should go out there and get Lamar Jackson. I mean, why? Like, why would Robert Kraft even say that?
Yeah.
Well, why would you even want to put that out there? It's Bill Belichick.
No.
Bill Belichick's Mr. On to New England, on to Cincinnati guy.
Yeah.
So just imagine if Cal McNair did that. Like, what? I mean, it, we probably would have been able to rip the rundown and we'd be sitting here saying, what is Cal McNair trying to say?
Yeah.
Robert Kraft literally did that. He literally came out with the greatest coach of all time. And Nick Caserio ain't the greatest GM of all time. D'Amico Ryans ain't the greatest coach of all time. He literally came out and said, Meek Mill texted me. He said, go get Lamar Jackson.
No. There's, I mean, it could have been an innocent little whatever playful exchange. But it's still, like I said, could have been, but it still puts, like, it out there, number one, and then puts it on Bill Belichick, number two. Like why are you doing this to me? Or maybe they are aligned. As he just pointed out, they didn't say, oh, no. I mean, the Falcons said, we're not getting Lamar Jackson, which I think might still be a lie. But
they're keeping an eye on Atlanta. They're at 3-1 now.
Yeah.
So the odds are with Atlanta. When you look at the decision to bring in Lamar Jackson, like stable organizations. And when I say stable, I'm talking like 2-3 years down the line where there's patience. They're not going to be in on Lamar Jackson. Like the Texans, they're bought into D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans going to be the coach for a few years. And they also, most importantly, have a better opportunity to get a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
So there's really no rush with D'Amico Ryans. Maybe with Nick Caserio there is.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Caserio is probably wanting the rookie quarterback instead. Chris Ballard's on the hot seat. I don't give a rat's butt what Ballard says.
He wasn't sure he was going to keep his job this year.
Yeah, Chris Ballard is on the hot seat. Bill Belichick's not necessarily on a hot seat. He's never going to get fired, but, I mean, YOLO at some point.
Yes.
I mean, you're not sitting here, like, building something. There's not, like, some five-year plan that Bill Belichick's living on. Like, at some point, just YOLO and do something interesting. Arthur Smith, as good as I think Arthur Smith has done in Atlanta, and I think the numbers are a little bit misleading. He hasn't had a lot to work with.
He's not a baby either.
He's going into his third year.
No, I meant Arthur Blank.
You're talking Blank. Yeah, Blank too. Yeah. But, like, Arthur Smith is not – he's going into his third year in Atlanta. They need a quarterback. They're in a division – like, if Lamar Jackson goes to the Atlanta Falcons, they're the favorite to win the division, right? Maybe. I don't know. Saints got Derek Carr. So.
Oh, you're serious?
So, yeah.
Oh, you're serious?
Y'all hating on Derek Carr?
Oh, you dead ass?
He was serious.
Oh, y'all think Derek Carr sucks?
No.
I'm not saying –
No, but Lamar will win the division, though, right?
Yes.
I think,
or is it a question?
Do the Saints have more around him though? Don't they have more of a complete team?
Okay. Do they?
All right. Well, then book it. If
here's what was funny.
You guys better put a few hundred on that.
If Lamar Jackson goes there,
I'm just saying. Like, I think. Do you think if Lamar Jackson goes to Atlanta, all of a sudden the Las Vegas odds Atlanta's the favorite to win the division? You think that's
yes?
What
I think so.
Yes.
All right. I'll bet y'all $10.
Well, here's what.
If he goes to Atlanta, I bet the Saints are still a slight favorite. $10.
So him really? With Arthur Smith.
Yes.
And what Atlanta got around that?
Kyle Pitts, yes. Yes.
And most important, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I would bet on Atlanta, but I think the Saints would be the favorite.
I don't know about that, but I did want to mention this.
Maybe it's crazy.
Because I think it fits around the NFL.
Could be.
By the way, Arthur Blank is 80. And this is what was funny about it.
He hadn't had any work done, though.
Actually, doesn't look too bad, but here, this is what I thought.
You don't think
he's
ever had any Botox?
Absolutely, yeah, he has. This is what was funny about it to me. He said, the Lamar Jackson thing is completely different than the Deshaun Watson thing.
Oh yeah, that was the headline. Arthur Blank said it's different than Watson. Oh really?
And then he said why they wouldn't get Lamar Jackson, and I'm like, it's a 10 times better thing than Deshaun. They were in the hunt.
Did Lamar take a shot at Deshaun?
I don't know.
Because he tweeted out, yeah, I didn't miss the first 12 games. And I was like, what's that from? He said in 2018, I didn't miss the first 12 games. Was he saying he was hurt or was that a Deshaun shot?
I saw that. I didn't really
get
what that was. Yeah. But here's the thing. Arthur Blank says, oh, no, it's totally different from the Deshaun Watson thing. We're not going after Lamar Jackson.
I don't know.
And then he went on to explain why Lamar Jackson is such a better, you know, target, so to speak, than Deshaun Watson. Well, Deshaun Watson had all this stuff on, and you went after Deshaun Watson.
You know what? the worst look for Lamar Jackson in this whole thing? And you know I'm the Lamar guy. I love Lamar. Bro, if you're going to start, like, do an interview and start some sort of, like, channel, bro, it's got to be less dusty than that. They didn't even have a damn mic.
Yeah.
He's sitting there doing an interview thinking he didn't even have a road mic. You're Lamar Jackson, bro.
That would drive me crazy.
Bro, you can throw 25K and have like
You should not be a
setup.
Star athlete with bad quality.
Bro, he had the dude up there interviewing him, and it was like it was like almost like a one of those old recorders like there. And I'm like, dude, you're Lamar Jackson. People are already wondering you don't have an agent. This is dusty, man.
You need a producer.
He didn't have a roadcaster. He didn't have anything.
He could have an entire studio. That was like better than this one.
You're Lamar, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm with you though. I wouldn't sleep on Atlanta.
I think they're lying.
I wouldn't sleep on ATL.
We're not going to go after Lamar Jackson. I mean, we went after Deshaun Watson and it was a much worse situation and much more volatile, but we're not going to go after Lamar Jackson. Okay, Arthur. Enjoy your 80th year.
The hell is that supposed
to be? He's
80.
Josh? You said like bleep it in terms of Belichick. How about bleep it in terms of Arthur Blank?
Jeez.
Go for it.
Good old Arthur.
I hope he does enjoy his 80th year.
You.
Yeah.
What age are you going to start getting Botox?
Never.
You'll never get Botox?
Never.
Why?
I've said this repeatedly. You know me.
Yo, what's wrong
with
Botox?
This is what you get.
What's wrong with Botox?
I don't know. Who am I trying to impress?
I don't know. Yeah. You said Arthur's done some Botox. You're never going to get Botox ever?
As of now, I don't think I will.
Okay.
No.
Figgy? Botox?
I don't know. I'll wait till I get there.
Okay.
Let's
check it.
You?
Maybe, probably. Definitely.
How about like all these young girls getting it now?
I don't get it.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
Leah's friends, they're like, well, so-and-so's going in again for her eyes.
It doesn't look better.
Or whatever.
But it doesn't look better.
And you're going to look like a freaking, I don't know what.
Like the 45 to, like the older woman, I get it.
I get it.
You can tell the improvement. But sometimes these girls like in their 20s are getting it, and it's like, you look a lot worse.
I've always said that I don't pass judgment on people who get work done.
Do what you want to do.
Because you got to do what you want to do.
I'm just saying it looks worse.
But I'm passing.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying it looks worse.
I am passing judgment on 25-year-olds getting it.
You know the biggest weasel in the world?
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Because you've never been this guy. I don't know. Didn't we have this debate one time here at the station? I don't remember who it was, so I'm not like just saying this. Biggest weasel in the world when it comes to getting work done. You can guess this. When it comes to like an opinion about getting work done.
You're going to have to help me.
Come on.
I'm thinking, Figgy. Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't like boobs unless they're real. They got to be real. I don't like fake boobs. They got to be real. Those aren't real.
That's the biggest lie. I've always said this, and maybe this is TMI.
Those aren't real.
As long as they handle well.
See, you made it worse.
I did not.
You went from one extreme to the worst. You made it worse. Congratulations.
Thank you. You're welcome. I don't ever pass judgment on that, but if you're 25 getting work done on your face.
You know what else is getting out of control?
Mm-hmm.
Going around the NFL kind of here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
For the most part.
Fake butts are getting out of control. Some of them are good, but some of them, like, you can tell.
Oh.
This girl was crossing the street yesterday when I was going home at like 2:30. Bro, it looked like she was robbing a grocery store of two Thanksgiving turkeys and putting them in her damn pants.
Yeah.
You could always tell because look at the thigh ratio. Sometimes the thigh ratio
sometimes
don't
the
match
fake butt,
up.
Some, I think he's breaking it down.
Sometimes the fake butt's all right.
The thigh ratio?
Look at the thigh ratio.
Bro, I think you remember when, like, after, like, Pam Anderson in, like, the 2000s, it was, like, fake boob jobs were, like, the thing. bad boob jobs, I should say. Bad boob jobs were the thing. Bad butt jobs are getting a little bit out of control. Like, are these doctors, like, do they give you, like, some saline? Like, you know when...
No, you choose. You choose.
Yeah, but no. Do they at least put out, like, a shape to, like... Mm-hmm. Because when you... You know how the boobs, you have those gel things, and you put them on their... Yeah. On their chest, you and you see what it is,
yeah.
And you can figure it out. Are they even doing that with fake butts?
I don't know.
Now, what it is, they going to a cheaper doctor because they can't afford the. Yeah. You know,
can't get some gel at the cheap doctor. Yeah. You can go to a cheap doctor and get a nice boob job, I'm sure. Are they using gel?
I don't know, man.
It's almost like they're using a damn Christmas ham or something like that, and just throwing like some.
You could set a beer on there. You could set a beer on it. Here, hold this. You don't have to turn around.
Yeah.
You could.
I do think eventually we're going to see a decrease on the butt jobs, though, because a lot of celebrities are getting theirs taken out. So you got So you got like Kim Kardashian. She got all of her work out.
From just a pain standpoint?
Really? Yeah.
She did not. That is such a lie.
No, it is.
Oh, she got it all out?
No, she is. She's all getting right.
Let's go back and look at her picture before she started getting surgery and tell me it's all out.
It's a thing. Now I think the
like
skinny
she ain't
is
leaving a little in there.
She might leave something in there,
just
but
a
it's not
saline.
A little something, but
she's getting her workout.
Cardi B's talking about the same thing. A lot of these women are now talking about how they regret getting this surgery now. So now they're kind of going back on it.
Ridiculous, man.
Gonna be a
the
trend.
Point is, you do you.
Yeah, do your thing.
I will never pass judgment.
No, do your thing if you think it looks better. I'm just saying, some of these fake butts, look.
I'm not like most guys. I will not say they're not real.
Yeah,
not
I don't
most
care.
Guys. I think they look great. That's awesome.
I do too.
Yeah.
But it's getting wild on these streets.
But if you're under 25 or under.
You don't need Botox.
Think again.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's Around the NFL kind of here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up. D'Amico Ryans on perhaps the most important matchup for the Houston Texans right off the top.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Thursday night flexibility could be coming to an NFL city near you. Much to the dismay of some, Lopez has thoughts. We'll give you those in a few minutes. Most important matchup early on for the Texans. I'm talking head-to-head matchup. D'Amico Ryans versus Shane Steichen. I think there's a lot of reasons why. Number one, two first-year head coaches. Number two, two coaches that were considered to be the head men here. It's going to be kind of a measuring stick. Look, 3 years from now, there's no way I'm going to say this D'Amico Ryans hire was the wrong decision. I don't care if it completely crumbles. I think it was the right choice. Sometimes you make a good hire, it just doesn't work out. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, best example I'll use, J-Lo, is I don't think Tom Herman was a bad decision for Texas. It didn't work out, but LSU was trying to do it. You did it. It didn't work out. I don't think Shaka Smart was a bad hire at Texas. It just didn't work out. D'Amico Ryans was the right hire no matter what. But he is going to be – go ahead.
Sorry. I think you can argue that it's already been a good hire because of what they needed.
The vibes, all that.
Yeah, they desperately needed something like this, and they got it.
But it will be measured. He will be measured against Shane Steichen.
Of course.
Because it's in the division.
And Steichen was high on the Texans list.
100%.
I think I remember one night telling you, don't sleep on this dude. I know they like him.
Yeah, and, you know, they did. And there's a lot to like. He did a good job with Jalen Hurts. He did a good job with Justin Herbert his rookie year. Many people believe you need an offensive-minded head coach. And Indianapolis, like, we were mocking Indianapolis for a long time. They brought in Jeff Saturday as their interim guy. We wondered, you know, why did they interview 736 guys for the gig? Might be a slight exaggeration. And are they still going to end up with Jeff Saturday? And they ended up with a guy that was a number one choice on many people's lists around here and a number two behind D'Amico on others. Here was Zach Kiefer of The Athletic. He caught up with D'Amico at the owners' meetings, and he asked him about Shane Steichen. And here's D'Amico Ryans talking about his counterpart in Indianapolis. Right here on Sports Radio 610.
D'Amico, you've had to call it defense against Shane Steichen offense. What challenges does he present as a play caller for a defense?
With Shane and the offense that they ran there in Philly, I think they did, first and foremost, they did a really good job of running the ball. So any good offensive, Corey, if you can run the ball, right, then you can set up your RPO game. You can take shots down the field, but it all starts with the run game. And that's what they did well in Philly, starting with the offensive line. They really control the line of scrimmage. And when you can control the line of scrimmage, run the ball the way it opens up, you know, your playbook. And so that's what I know that's what Shane will try to establish there in Indy as well, is establishing the run game.
Is he particularly adept to it, identifying a weakness and then just going after it over and over again?
I think that's most offensive coordinators. If you attack weaknesses, you attack whether it's players or whether it's a weakness in a coverage. As offensive coordinators, you're trying to find those weaknesses and expose them as best as you can.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. So we're going to have an interesting little matchup between D'Amico and Shane Steichen.
You know what I was thinking of while I was hearing that? Less than two months ago, the Colts were like being, and you mentioned it, like they could have Jeff Saturday and just a total debacle.
They might have looked into the best hire of the offseason.
And now they've got Shane Steichen.
And I say looked into, ended up with.
They've got Shane Steichen. They've got the number four overall pick, and they might end up with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they're
feeling. Just more than a month.
Yeah, I mean it can happen quickly for you.
Yeah,
they have an opportunity right now. Who knows?
Yeah,
how it works out. But yeah, it's not quite what we were hoping for around here. We were hoping for Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, we were.
And maybe Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, which maybe that can happen. Anthony Richardson's pro day is going to take place tomorrow. Lord.
The Panthers going to send the whole contingent. Frank Reich didn't show up for the coach's picture.
Why?
See that? Why? I don't know. Frank Reich and Mike Vrabel. Bill Belichick did. And he's very iffy if he's going to show up for the coach's
picture.
Maybe they just forgot.
Maybe they were talking to John McClain. John McClain knows Frank and he knows Vrabel. Maybe they were just talking to John McClain. Maybe they're drinking with John McClain on Mattress Max tab. Maybe Shane Steichen and D'Amico Ryans can meet on a Thursday night. Thursday night football, it looks like it could be heading towards potentially flexing, much to the dismay of some. Where do you sit on Thursday night football flexing and the possibility and it seems like the inevitability of it happening?
It's one of those things I'm just shaking my head. Like, come on now. It was like something out of a sitcom. Roger Goodell is up there talking about, I don't think we're putting Amazon over players' interests. That's a direct quote. I don't think we're putting Amazon over players' interests. Amazon gave the NFL a boatload of money for the Thursday night games. Bad move by Amazon. If you're going to give that much, all you got is Thursday night games.
You sure?
Well, it's changing because now they tabled the thing about.
I doubt they lost money on it.
Flexing. Well, they won't ultimately, but I don't think they're having a good start. I mean, that's been documented that they, you know, they put all this money into the product and they weren't getting the rating. They're getting awful games, et cetera, et cetera. Quote from Roger Goodell, I don't think we're putting Amazon over players' interest. That's exactly what you're doing. And I'm not even mad about it. I'm just like shaking my head. Like I said, it's something out of a sitcom. You know you're lying. I know you're lying. And you know I know you're lying. And you're still lying. That's Roger Goodell.
But he did provide data.
Okay. And that data that he provided, I actually dug in and looked at it, the exact survey that he was referencing. And it was, sure enough, it said Thursday night injuries are not significantly more than a Sunday afternoon or Sunday's injuries in the NFL. But what that doesn't take into account is two very important things. The cumulative effect of playing on a Thursday, that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting hurt on Thursday. You know, it just means like you're putting this extra strain on your body. Now you're going to do it potentially twice in a year. And then it also doesn't take into account your employees who are universally, I can't think of one, maybe you can, who've said, yeah, I don't mind playing Thursday nights. I've never heard an NFL player say, yeah, it's not too bad. They all hate it. And you're like, well, we're not doing anything. You know, the data says this, the data says that. And then he said this. This is another direct quote. There isn't anybody in our organization that doesn't put our fans first. Okay, you're being a little loose with the facts there. Because what he's saying is, are television watching fans first?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're changing a game from Sunday to Thursday, even the home team has people coming. We've got people coming from Corpus Christi, San Antonio. You know, they have to plan trips even for home games, and that doesn't even take into account road fans that travel with their team, traveling Texans, etc. You're planning a game on Sunday in. Pick a city, whatever, Indianapolis, for whatever reason. And now you can do it on a Thursday? That's not putting the fans first. That's putting your TV-watching fans first. So, I'm not, like, going to bang the table. But, Roger, you're lying. And we all know it. And you know it. And you know we know it. And you're still doing it.
How much are you like, hey, this isn't good for the players type of guy?
I think I'm more sympathetic. I'm not like, in a place where... This is an outrage. I know how I feel when I go hard on a Sunday and I have to, you know, get up at 5:30 on a Monday to start work.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine playing a game on a Sunday and then traveling and playing a game on a Thursday?
No, I think it's crazy. I think it's a lot, but I'm not, you know, I think there's a lot of like disingenuous. Well, what about the players? Like it's almost
I'm just
like,
sympathetic to it. I get it.
Yeah. It's like there's some media like disguised. I think it's disguised jock sniffing, if that makes sense, where it's like, what do the players say? What about the players in the locker room? And a lot of times it's a generalization. Yeah. For me, I'm going to turn on the TV no matter what. Whether you're playing Thursday, whether you're playing Sunday, whether you're playing Monday, I would ideally like to have a perfect matchup. It sucks for the players, I'm sure, but he's providing data. The reality of football is it's dangerous no matter what. It's a dangerous, dangerous
game. So why make
game.
It more so?
Because his argument is it's not. His argument is it's not.
Based on the data for Thursday night injuries.
Well, I also think you can adjust. Like the coaches, like why don't coaches adjust to this? Like if you're having multiple Thursday night games or whatever, it's getting flexed. Like maybe you're. I don't think we're going to head towards like a load management type of thing, but maybe you just got to adjust.
Oh, by the way, 17 game schedule too. On top of that.
Yeah. Probably heading towards 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NFL though, I think they do a really good job. I think baseball and basketball has gotten out of control with how much power like the players unions have. I think the NFL at least has a decent grasp on it. Look, the players, when they negotiate next, they got to figure this out. They got to figure these types of things out.
They'll never get guaranteed contracts in the NFL. It's just too violent.
And I don't think they should have them in basketball. I think John Wall should be wandering around with a beer belly for 2 years. You kidding me?
Hey, like, credit to their union.
I keep hearing, well, what about the NBA? Yeah, what about John Wall looking like Khalid El-Amin walking around with a damn gold chain on and $40 million? Dude's rocking like the big-ass ice chain. It's like, man, that's one game check right
there.
They're
never going to get
$40 million.
They're never going to get guaranteed money. But
got the damn pot belly out. If you're gonna like Gucci Mane before he went to jail.
If you're gonna ask me to play 18 games and already playing 17 games and two Thursday night games, you gotta at least guarantee the first 2 years of every contract.
No, you don't have to.
Well, no, but I'm saying if you're negotiating from a player's perspective, just give us 2 years. Don't make it a year to year thing. You know, especially for younger players.
I just think up salaries would be the way to do it.
To what?
Up salaries, like up the minimum. Like, mm-hmm. you know, these, like the NFL is the most popular, like up the amount of salaries. And if you can negotiate a guaranteed contract, do it.
Yeah.
But like it's 100% guaranteed.
No, you
like,
can't do that.
Basketball and baseball.
The NFL literally would never do that.
And you got.
They would, you know, have another lockout before they did that.
You got Josh Hamilton in baseball walking around like doing key bumps in the bathroom and he's making $30 million to not play baseball.
Is that what
for
he's doing
Angels.
In the bathroom?
I don't know what he was doing. Shout out to Josh Hamilton. Coming up, this is a big, 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 big segment because we are about to head toward the final sleep before the attempted revival of something that we all love. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locke.
Cal McNair says that the Texans have had 90% season ticket renewal. Also said they've sold 3,000 new season tickets and sold three times more suites this year compared to last. So there you go. Good vibes, D'Amico impact, however you want to look at it. Texans selling more tickets. Astros don't have that problem. Not going to be an empty seat in the house tomorrow. Astros playing baseball. Astros raising a banner. Astros playing a game that many of us may not recognize. Baseball as we know it. We are one sleep away from a complete revival of a game of baseball. Perhaps the most significant change to a sport, a major sport, than we've had in a long, long time. And I'm going to go ahead and say perhaps the best change of my lifetime when it comes to improving a major sport and making it better. I don't even think I can. I wasn't alive when the NBA added the three-pointer. You know, I wasn't, you know, the two-point conversion was big. I remember that. That was the the 90s. I think San Francisco was playing the Chargers in the Super Bowl because they had that commercial. I'm looking forward to the season and especially the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
That was big. This is massive. This is huge. This is a type of change that can add viewers to baseball and make viewers that are already going to watch every game much more happy.
I think it's going to make baseball better, more exciting, more reachable in terms of fans wanting to go. And if you want to look at it from the opposite side, if this doesn't work, what will? Because this is like, this is perfect. Get in and out 2.5 hours. Certainly more exciting, more runs. You know, you keep up with other sports, you know, that are gaining on you or past you or whatever. So I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to work. But if this doesn't, it's almost like, okay, what will? You know, you always call it a regional
sport. No, there's
sport.
Nothing. There's nothing you can do. If this doesn't work, then you might be screwed.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Because their games are going to be the same length. They're probably going to be quicker than basketball games. Like, basketball games...
they'll be right there.
Basketball has screwed up replay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which I don't understand how.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually pretty clear. I don't know what takes so long.
Mm-hmm.
But basketball has screwed up
replay.
They
gotta go back to New York or wherever.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, they see the same
thing. Just go to me.
They see the same thing you're seeing.
Put me on speakerphone. I'll tell you.
That's out.
You got to walk over there and put the dang thing on. Like, it is very easy. How does basketball screw that up? I don't think baseball can screw this up.
Well, they made a bold stroke, and I think it's going to be a great thing. I actually think even stolen bases are going to be up. Not just because...
do stolen bases excite you that much?
I think they're exciting. Yeah, I think the crowd, you always, whenever you see,
like
the guy, whenever you see the guy break, you can kind of hear the crowd kind of,
catcher,
yeah, just kind of, you know, take a deep breath collectively or whatever. I think all of it. I think that the shift is going to be good. I think all of it's going to be good for baseball, and man, I'm ready for it.
Now, is it going to be good for the Astros? That's the question. You brought this up. You know, sometimes rule changes impact some teams positively, it impacts other teams negatively. Different players play different styles. The Astros, they've had one of their best pitchers has had to completely change his delivery. It's gone. No more cha-cha for Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
You brought this up. They got guys on the back end of the bullpen that work slower than anyone else.
Yeah.
So how is it going to impact the Astros? Will they adjust? They're good enough to where they probably can, but maybe there's like an early impact of a negative impact on the Astros, who are going to be shorthanded without Brantley and without Altuve.
Yeah, I think Adam Spillane brought up a really good point earlier. You know, the fact that the simple fact that now they count so much more and players are going to be that much more sort of locked in on winning and making the right play, that whenever a rules related call goes against them, it could affect them negatively. I think what I said and what you just mentioned on the back end of the rotation is going to be interesting to watch. Luis Garcia is going to be interesting to watch. The shift is going to be really, really interesting to watch.
You're happy about that one, aren't you?
No, because this is the thing. And you said in terms of the Astros.
You were eliminate the shift guy.
Nobody shifted more against left-handed batters. Zero teams in Major League Baseball than the Astros last year. So that alone is going to be a bigger effect. Just the fact that they can't do that anymore. But every team's going to be affected at some point. I mean, maybe for some team, maybe for the Rangers, it's going to be, I don't know, the shift more than, you know, the clock or something like that. Every team's going to be affected, but I think in specifically for the Astros, those three things. That was so funny. I was just looking at Astros tickets but in the last break. They're not bad.
$13?
I'm looking at Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay.
It's 18. Oh, no, there is one 13. That's on a Wednesday afternoon game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for tomorrow. What's the cheapest seat to get in tomorrow?
It says from $30. I don't know if I believe that.
So a third of the Final Four.
A third of the Final Four.
Okay.
Yeah. They're actually not too high.
A third of the Final Four. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the Final Four is more expensive, pal.
Okay.
Pal.
Okay, that's a little bit closer than I thought.
But it's not too bad. I mean, it's not great. But you can be down the third base line for $136.
Is that like a deal?
I said it's not great.
Is that the value meal or something?
Wouldn't you expect opening day to be more than $136 on the lower level on third base?
$136 for one of 162?
It's not just one of 162.
Good Lord.
It's not just one of 162. I was looking at Thursdays and Fridays. I think that's going to be, because I got
You made that sound like one hell of a deal. You don't get in for 136. How about that?
Look.
136.
Same section next week, 56.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. 136, huh? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Like row 5 on the third base line?
Okay.
Opening day?
136. There we go.
Yeah. On opening day? That's not right. Bad. World champs? Banner's going to come down?
You pay $136 to watch a banner raise that you can see any day?
No, because I'm not.
I'm going to see that banner every day. Who cares?
I'm looking at
what is the point of seeing the banner raise?
I don't know.
Clint Sterner, Rob Sohigley here. I know this is like, okay, it's raised up. Okay, it's going to be there the next game. But
yep.
Why do I need to get there to see a banner raise?
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm going to go this year, and I promise you I'm going to glance up here and take a peek at it.
Of course.
I agree
take
with
a
you.
Picture.
I don't need to see it go
but even
up.
Then, it's a quick peek. Like, oh, the banner's raising. I got to pay $136 instead of $56. Come on.
You do wonder, though, in this world of creating content, I bet there's a lot of videos of that thing going up, though.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. If you're a fan, you want to be there the first time.
They're just doing it for the gram, man.
Why?
They're just doing it for the
gram.
How
many banners you seen get raised?
I haven't had a lot of teams win a lot of banners.
Well, so, then that means the one or two you should.
Yeah, if I had a chance to have gotten out to Allen Fieldhouse when they won it in 2008, I would have loved to have been there to see that.
Have you been there since, though?
Yes. You get to see it.
When you looked up, what'd you see?
It's there. But the first time, maybe it's to you. Maybe you didn't lost your fandom. I don't know what happened to you.
I think people too spoiled around here,
you've
man.
Changed.
I think
maybe
we too spoiled.
It's just the first time is cool.
No, but it's cool. But it's cool the first time you look up and see it. That's cool, but I don't need to see it raise up. I still have the same feeling.
I'm not a tribute video guy either, so I'm just not, man.
Any of that stuff. You win a title any of that stuff. As a fan, I'd like to be there if I could swing it.
What do you mean you ain't a tribute? You've gotten a tribute video, haven't you?
He's not.
And you loved it. Don't even sit here and act like you didn't love your video.
If it's me getting the love and in the spotlight,
he hates the Verlander returns back to Houston.
Or who was that?
No, let's not get carried away.
His problem is it's been cheapened. Like, Miles Straw does not deserve a tribute video.
No, it's not just that.
Not at all. It's not one bit.
It's not just that with him. He doesn't feel like if you're playing on the opposing team that you should.
Oh, that's
be,
fair.
I don't like the idea of before you first pitch it, we're celebrating the dude that left and was here for 4 years and happened to win a World Series here. We're gonna spend 5 minutes standing ovation.
Yeah,
and video up top for him.
It's one thing if you give him a ring. You know, because he was on your championship.
More acceptable. Yeah. Fine. That's fine. I'm just not a fan of it, guys. I'm just. Like, if I were pitching, I'm chomping at the bit. I'm fixing to go out there, and this guy's probably going to hit a home run off of me. He's going to try to rip my head off, and we're out here standing 0.
Yes, that's right. Carlos comes back.
I don't like it.
Carlos comes back. George comes back. Everything they've meant to this organization. Stand up. It's bigger than your ass on the mound. Stand up. Jake Odorizzi.
Well, you're that give everybody a trophy generation. That's fine. That's okay.
No, it's not give everybody a
trophy. Give everybody a ring. Give everybody a trophy.
Did you hear the names I said?
Give everybody a banner.
Did you hear the names I said? I didn't say Josh Reddick. All right? I didn't say all those names. I said Carlos Correa. And George Springer.
Would you like a juice box and a fruit roll-up?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I just like to respond to the guys who meant something. I didn't say Marwin Gonzalez. You can sit down there. Yeah, people who meant something.
I'm just not a tribute video, guys.
All right. Except for it's on you.
That's fair.
There you go. I'm excited for this new form of baseball tomorrow. I'm so excited.
I am,
for this
too.
Oh, man, I'm pumped.
I have purposely not watched like any spring training games because I want to see –
Is there going to
be a big difference with the pitch clock? I've heard like these games have come way down in time. I want to see how different.
Let me ask you both this real quick because I asked Landon. We've been raving about it. I've been really excited about it. I love the time factor. I think it's going to bring fans back. I think it's going to be more exciting. I think we can all agree on that. But if this doesn't work for baseball, what will?
Oh, they're going to keep trying. They're going to be the Savannah Bananas before you know it.
This is a big move.
I'm hey, doing all of it, man. I heard a guy on Instagram Reels the other day, one of the players give the rules. Have you ever heard the breakdown rules of that? Anybody break down
the
rules?
Savannah Bananas?
Yeah. There's no walks. It's called a sprint. So if you walk, you can run the bases, and they have to throw the ball. All nine players in the field have to touch the ball before they can tag you out. There's not even walk. Like, you just take – I've watched it before, and he just takes off running, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Right? They're throwing the ball around the outfield. And but I watched the rules. Damn. The rules were great. If a fan catches a fly ball in the air, batter's out.
Sign me up for that.
I mean, come on. That's where we're headed, boys. By the way, the batter cannot step out of the batter's box. No visits to the mound. I mean, that's where we're headed.
That's awesome.
Maybe that's extreme, obviously. But, I mean, that's
– All right. Let's get it.
They were here not too long ago. We should have bought tickets
and
went.
They did Friday, Saturday.
I had some friends that went and loved it, man.
That's legit.
Yeah.
You guys got
– A lot to get to here. Opening day tomorrow, big – Wait a minute. You take a look at that starting rotation, just how it is right now. You feel a little bit different than you looked at the last couple of years. That's a
little bit.
So that's something that we'll take a look at as well. The rules that have come around in the NFL. And, it's just a big day for baseball coming up tomorrow, man.
Thanks to Baseball Spo, speaking of baseball, for coming through for his weekly visit. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig, best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Manana, 10 a.m., little opening day action for you. We'll also hear from Cal McNair, but in the meantime, the drive is live. Like the stars at night,
high in the sky. Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.